Heart and Soul by Maeve Binchy. Read by Maureen O'Brien. Prologue. Some projects take forever to get off the ground. One of these was the disused storage depot that was owned by St. Bridget's Hospital. It was an unattractive cluster of warehouses around a yard. Once it had held supplies for the hospital, but it was in an awkward place. New traffic regulations meant that it was a long and cumbersome journey through the Dublin streets to get from one place to the other. It was a part of Dublin that still had its old workers' cottages and factories, which had been transformed into apartment blocks. This part of the city was going up, as the property people described it. Soon, speculators would look at the storage depot and make St. Bridget's an offer for it, the kind of offer they could not refuse. That's what Frank Ennis wanted. He thought of himself as the financial brains behind St. Bridget's, and this was exactly what they needed. A large lump sum, a huge financial injection, on his watch. Frank Ennis could see it happening. Of course, every year when the planning committee met at the AGM, there was always some problem and distraction or other. Something that stopped Frank getting this white elephant sold and investing the money in the hospital. One year there was the rheumatology lobby. They wanted a rheumatism clinic. There was a pulmonary wing, too, which wanted to set up a day centre for chest patients. And the increasingly vocal heart faction, which claimed that there was sufficient evidence to prove that patients could be kept out of hospital, thus freeing up hospital beds, if they had someone to provide backup support. The cardiologists were like a dog with a bone.